rumors spreading round in that Texas town.
How you like that, huh? You know what I'm talking about.
Just let me know.
All right, so let's slide into the next contestant here on the program. Tell them what they've won, Johnny, behind door number three. Well, they've won an all-expense-paid trip to the movies with our good friend Ron Van Timmeren. There he is, everybody, from Celebration. Ron, welcome to the program.
Steve, what is happening?
Oh, you know, I see the weather's getting cooler and wetter, and that's a good time to go to the movies. And, man, you've got a blockbuster opening this weekend. I know. I think you said you saw the first one, but I'm not a horror film guy, but I like to hear about it, maybe.
Yeah, are you afraid of clowns, though, Steve? That's the big question.
You know, I've got this clown outfit that I wear for Halloween. People here at the station absolutely hate it.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
And I'm amazed at how many people have a story about how they fear clowns and why. And now chapter two with Pennywise making his return 27 years after the first encounter. Chapter two starts tonight. 5 o'clock is the first show. And Steve, if I go to the 5 o'clock show tonight, which I'm planning to do, it'll still be light out, okay, when
yeah.
I get out of the movie. Hey, and I can make it home in time for the kickoff of the NFL season tonight. But I did see the first one. I'm not afraid of clowns. I'm afraid of the devil, okay? So the Exorcist movies, I don't need those anymore. But I can handle the clown. Come on.
All right, yeah. No fear of the clown. Right. Until he comes at you. Yeah, until that happens, then you never know what's going on.
It's not really a clown, I guess. I mean, I'm hearing bits and pieces about the ending, and, you know, the clown might just be the costume that's masking some really weird creature underneath, and I'm just not sure I want to see that guy. But I'm reading in the reviews that they changed the ending a little bit from the book and the miniseries, and so anything could happen, Steve. I'm just saying I'm ready. I'm going to see it. Tonight, there's an IMAX version, 2D and D-Box as well. And, Steve, you got to be ready. It's 169 minutes long, which means 2 hours and 49 minutes. And so you're going to get your money's worth this weekend. It Chapter 2. Come on.
Come on down. You're the next contestant with Creepy Clowns. All right. So as you pack the theaters with that, we all know that then you have, you know, well, that theater's full. We're already here. What are we going to watch now? You know the syndrome. Right. What are we going to watch now syndrome? It's probably a medical issue. So what do they do?
Well, you know, Angel Has Fallen, still holding strong, Good Boys, Lion King, Hobbs and Shaw, Overcomer, that faith-based movie doing very well in the west side and central side of Michigan. As well, and Steve, since I'm on a mission next week, I'll preview the movies coming out on the 13th next Friday. The Goldfinch, based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel, Nicole Kidman in that, and Ansel Elgort, that's rated R. Hustlers, which is rated R, with Jennifer Lopez, Constance Wu, Cardi B, Lizzo, Kiki Palmer, Julia Stiles. Story of former strip club employees who turn the tables on the bad guys, and critics' darling Brittany Runs a Marathon. Gets a wider release next week as well, starring Jillian Bell. So a whole bunch of choices coming up.
So wait, I'm confused here. Did you say you're on vacation again?
Oh, no, it's a business meeting. I'm going to be working up on Mackinac Island next week.
Oh, working on Mackinac Island. Where? At the Pink Pony or the Pink Flamingo, whatever they call that? The Pink Pony, right?
Pink Pony has the best fish tacos, by the way. No, we're staying at the Mackinac Island Yacht Club, and we do this every year, take our managers and department heads up there for a little thank you for all your hard work this summer. It's a wonderful outing. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think I'd be looking forward to it as well. You've earned it. Thank you so much. For people that aren't going to Mackinac Island, they're going to stick around and watch movies. The best thing to do is, you know, to get that app, isn't it?
Oh, my. Download that Celebration Cinema app, and there is a new website coming. I'm just going to tease you with that. It might be a couple weeks from now. I'll let you know. But in the meantime, get that Celebration Cinema app and order your tickets online. Reserve your seat for It, Chapter 2, on the IMAX or somewhere special. Lots of showtimes this weekend.
You are such a tease. Thank you, Ron. There he goes, everybody. Where we find you, Ron?
See the movies.
There he goes. All right. Ron on his way to Mackinac Island for a little festival get-together. Speaking of Hollywood, Alex, I want to jump up to bite number three here. Because Hollywood star Isaiah Washington of Grey's Anatomy says he has left the Democrat Party. He did this after meeting President Trump and supporting criminal justice reform at the White House. Let's check in. Bite number three. Go.
If I look at the political lineage of the Democratic Party over the last 50 years of my lifetime, since I was five and I'm 55, and very little has changed in my community or just two blocks over from where I am right now, then I have some questions. I got more than questions. Now I have evidence. I have empirical evidence that something is wrong. Because the problem I have with the Democrats is you haven't done enough. If you don't like that, then show me what you're going to do. So I think there's room for this walk away and this walk away movement.
Your activism and your actorism, the fame that came from being a good actor, how did that mesh with your activism?
Grey's Anatomy did. Grey's Anatomy connected my name with my face. But no one asked me about my personal opinions politically or intellectually. They didn't care. I was a commodity, and I was happy to be one. I've only become political, like, since I left the White House recently, supporting the First Step Act.
Thank you for that. Thank you to the note from Esquire Bob. Esquire Bob says, no more singing on the radio program. Come on, Bob. Lighten up. Come on, man. Just let it go a little bit. Feel your hips move. Dance a little bit. Let it go. Yeah. Woo. Come on, Bob. Are you with me? All right. I guess not. I'm a little hurt by that. At any rate, let's see. What do we got coming up here? Dr. Roger Klein to talk more about Michigan's flavored e-cigarette ban. What are your thoughts on that? We can grab some conversation on that. 888-900-9966. And we'll be back right after this. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here. Brought to you in part by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE, know your own power.